More than 75 years after it was first proposed, construction on the 2nd Avenue subway is finally scheduled to begin again. The MTA has scheduled a groundbreaking ceremony for later this morning on East 101st Street, where one of three small sections of tunnel were dug in the 1970s. But the fiscal crisis forced construction to stop. This month, contractors will pick up where they left off with the first of what's envisioned as a four-part tunnel. WNYC's Beth Fertig sat down with the project's main engineer, the MTA's president of capital construction, Mysore Nagaraja.
It's very exciting. It's really happening after so many years of planning and planning and planning, and even building a few sections here and there. But now it is really happening. You know, on the first day of operation, we are going to have close to 200,000 people.
And those people will be able to get on at 96th Street, 86th Street, 72nd Street.
So with that, they come all the way to 63rd Street, and people who want to continue that on the Q line, they can continue all the way to Lower Manhattan into Brooklyn. Or if they want to change over to any other line, they can change over there. And so that's the flexibility that's given to our riders.
That plan is going to be completed by 2013. How do we know that you have the guarantees to complete the rest of the subway line?
That is something that you should be asking other people. I can only build when the money is there. And right now we have the money for the first phase, which is the 2013 phase, and beyond that, you know, if the money comes, we can build it.
So what are the plans after the first phase? Where would the next portion pick up?
Yeah, the way we have planned it right now, you know, we planned 2nd Avenue in four phases. Phase 1 was 96th to 63rd, which is what we are building. Phase 2 is going uptown from 96th to 125th Street. And phase 3 is coming down to Houston Street, and phase 4 is coming all the way to Hanover Square.
If you had the money, when would that all be completed?
If we had the money, you know, which is over $16 billion, that would have been completed by about 2018 or so.
How will this subway be different than the way it was envisioned in the 70s, now that we're here in 2007. What type of cars are we going to have? How will the stations look?
Yeah, the cars are going to be not too much different. All the numbered lines, you know, the cars are a little wider and they are longer. And those are the cars that are going to be used on 2nd Avenue.
These are the ones that have the digital display telling you where you're going to go?
That's correct. This will have the digital display, and the stations are going to be beautifully done. You know, it's going to be a 21st century station with the digital display in the station saying your next train is going to be arriving in 1.5 minutes. You know, that will be there. And it's going to be air tempered in the sense that instead of air conditioning, you know, we are going to be using air tempering, which will make it very comfortable even in the summertime in the station. You know, the temperature will be at least 10 to 15 degrees cooler than the outside.
Do you have concerns about Upper East Siders fighting this in any way because they don't want it on their corner?
Most of the apartment buildings, you know, we are not going to be torn down. Maybe there is one building with 22 tenants that might be affected. But the others are, we may be taking the first two floors, you know, as an easement and to build the entrances.
Obviously, the rest of the funding beyond this phase is not yet secured, but for this phase, are you confident you'll be able to complete it?
I think so.
You think so?
I'm sure.
That was WNYC's Beth Fertig speaking with Mysore Nagaraja, the MTA's president of capital construction, on the groundbreaking for the 2nd Avenue subway set for later this morning.